We're 60 seconds from the shock collar question of the day, but first...
Whoa.
We have a breaking bridge update about the bridge to where Brooke lives.
Yes, let's hear it.
Because if you didn't know, it's been shut down for over a year now due to structural damage.
Hey, time's gone by fast.
Do you know how many workers I've seen on it?
How many?
Zero.
Oh, no.
Not one.
No production.
It adds at least a half hour to Brooke's daily commute.
An hour on the way home it adds.
Yeah. Oh, brutal.
Because that's the funny thing about broken bridges. Can't use them.
Yeah.
Gotta
that's
go
so funny. I can't
around.
Stop laughing.
That's a good one, Jeff.
I see so much humor in this.
Yesterday, Brooke, you're going to be happy to know the city just announced they've officially still done zero actual work on the bridge.
I hate you. They sent me a flyer in the mail that said that exact same thing.
They do have good news, though.
Yeah, what's that?
The designs for the new bridge are now almost 60% done. Maybe could have been 100% by now, but the city planners had to go on vacation for the rest of the summer because they're exhausted from drawing the first half of the new bridge.
Yeah, it's been rough.
I don't find any of this funny.
Most areas of the country would already be working on fixing their bridges, but no, not here.
No.
And I know what you're thinking, Brooke. You're wondering, when are the designs going to be finalized?
That'd be great information.
Maybe by the end of this year, early next year, possibly.
Oh, right.
Well, we reached out to the city to get an answer.
Really? Yeah.
And they said, So I don't know. I think we're pushing back the timeline even farther.
Is that an official comment from the city? Okay.
Well, they don't know until the designers return from their Italian bridge escapade, because they're checking out all the bridges there trying to get some inspiration.
That's
fantastic.
But if you're lucky, maybe the new bridge will reopen by the time your 4-year-old goes off to college.
That's the plan.
That's when they walk the ceremonies on the bridge.
So I hope that helps you, Brooke. That was your breaking bridge update.
Good news.
Let's get to more good news with the shock collar question of the day.
Okay.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
Jose, starfish me before dinner, Bolaños.
Oh, that means I like it. I want to try new stuff. Let's go.
You put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake will read us the shock collar question of the day.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's weird trivia questions with the punishment being a dog shock collar.
Okay.
Highlights Magazine recently posted the results of a survey of their young readers, and they asked kids, what superpowers would you like to have most? I have the top four responses in front of me, and I need you to name them in no particular order.
Let's lock some easy ones in
right now.
Okay, first, flying.
Flying, definitely.
I mean, flying is definitely up there. I will say my daughter wants to be able to teleport.
Ooh, me too.
She's into teleportation.
I'm with her.
Where would she teleport to?
I don't know. I didn't ask her that question, but it's a good follow-up.
For the purposes of this question, just a little hint. For the purposes of this question, flying and teleporting are the same thing.
Okay.
Good to know.
Like quick travel.
Got it. Okay.
Apparition.
Thank you. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Quick travel.
Okay, so my second thought is like superhuman strength.
Yep, absolutely.
Like being able to like bust open anything or lift up a car.
So another easy one, I think invisibility.
I don't think it's a kid one though. I think it's more like an adult one because you want to sneak up on everybody and find their secrets. No? Is that just me?
Invisibility is truly the creepiest superpower
you could have.
What I mean? Because it really, why do you need to be invisible? You're stealing something. You're sneaking up on something. You want to be in a room, but not be seen.
I think you need to think more weapons here. Kids love weapons. My son really wants lasers from the eyes. He wants to be able to shoot lasers.
Okay, let's get the question one more time.
Highlights Magazine recently asked their young readers, what superpowers would you like to have most? And I needed you to tell me the top four most common responses. And since I'm clearly a superhero and not a supervillain, I'll give you a golden guess, Jose. Tell me something you think is on the list, and I'll tell you if you're correct or not.
I almost want to ask Brooke's question because I think strength and flight are pretty strong, but I don't know about strength 100%.
Oh, but what about super speed? I think of The Incredibles. I mean, the kids are going to choose what they've seen, right?
I know what Jose's going to say. He already has super speed.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not, I mean, on your feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, being able to move your feet fast.
Not romantically?
No.
Okay, I gotcha.
No.
Girls don't say that, but I know they're impressive.
Okay. What's your golden guess, Jose?
I think my guess is going to be laser vision.
Laser vision is not in the top four.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm thinking of other ones, like flaming torch, like you can just light on fire.
Mm-hmm. And also the baby from The Incredibles also could light on fire,
there's
too.
There's invisibility in The Incredibles, too.
That's
just
true.
Saying.
Invisibility is good. Or what about
invisibility still on the option list.
What about the ability to know what other people are thinking, reading minds?
Reading minds. Mm. That's pretty good.
God, I would hate that. I don't want to read
that
people's
would be
minds.
A lot.
I think anything with the word reading in it isn't going to be on the kids'
that's,
top.
Yeah. That's a good point, bro. Yeah. We need a final answer, Jose.
You ready, Jake?
Yes, I am.
Flight, strength, speed, and invisibility.
According to the snot-nosed superheroes who read Highlights magazine, these are the top superpowers kids wish they had. Number one is flying or teleporting.
Yeah, that was easy.
27% of kids say they want that power. Number two on the list was invisibility.
Okay. Yes, we should have listened to the 8-year-old.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alexis. Yeah. I forgot you still get highlights.
When I'm invisible, I'm coming for you first.
Uh-huh. Number three on the list was mental powers like mind control or telekinesis.
I was going to say telekinesis, but I don't think little kids thought about that kind of stuff.
And number four was super speed. So you got that one right.
Okay. So close.
Just outside the top four was super strength, and then a weird one, the power to make the world a better place.
Oh,
that's great.
Nerds.
I love kids.
It's so pure.
All right. One kid's like, I want to make it a worse place.
Didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear you sing Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Whoa, sweet child of mine. Whoa, sweet love of mine. Oh
my God.
What was that?
That was really...
That was like Guns N' Roses after a real hard weekend.
Yeah. Shout out to all the sweet children.
Jose's just singing it at a daycare. That's your
why won't you fall asleep, baby? I'm trying to rock you to bed.
That was
weird shot caller of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.